A cloud of witnesses. The Lord, in his mercy and goodness, left us a cloud of witnesses. Who is your favorite Bible person and why? Let's listen to a few DNA cousins share with us who their favorite Bible cousin is. This is a little bit different, but let's listen to lessons that other people have learned or how they've been inspired by people that we read about in the Bible.
Greetings to you, Joy, and all of our DNA cousins. I'm excited to share that my favorite biblical character is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Why? She was an incredible example of faith and obedience, which are two things that I have struggled so much in my walk with the Lord and in this journey in life. Another reason she is so favored with me is she is a wonderful example of pondering and waiting. Has been such a blessing for me to receive that from her. And thirdly, she was a woman of long suffering.
Who inspires you? Write their name in the comments.
So my favorite person in the Bible is David. Main reason is the way he loved the Lord, just his praise and worship, how important that was to him. And even when he sinned and repented, and he would always turn back to the Lord and just worship the Lord. I just love that about him. And I think it's going to be a great day when I get to see him in heaven.
And from another DNA cousin, we have... Daniel.
Daniel's faithfulness to God, his steadfastness in his faith to the point of the peril of his life, the fact that he was so close to God and so favored by him, that the Lord made secrets known to him to reveal to others, the fact that his character was so impeccable that the only fault his enemies could find against him was his faithfulness to God. He longed for his people to be reconciled to God.
So my most favorite person in the Bible is Saul. This person that became Paul. Why am I passionate about Saul? Two things. One, the conscientiousness of his effort to cripple a faith by persecuting anyone who believed in the Jesus movement. Acts 8:3. I see this same human nature in me each time I think and or do anything that hinders my relationship with God. Two, the crossroads to Damascus. This crossroad is where Paul makes the conscientious decision to do the opposite of what he has learned and come to believe was the right direction of his purpose. My thoughts is, how do we as believers always get this wrong when it comes to our personal decisions to follow Christ?
I think one of my favorites is definitely Joseph. Joseph inspires me in so many ways. His integrity, the way that he chose not to hold a grudge against his brothers, that's hard. That's faith. That's really having a relationship with the Lord. And the fact that no matter how much he kept being put down, and I mean that figuratively, literally, and physically, he kept shining where he was put. Joseph inspires me. The cloud of witnesses that the Lord told us about are encouraging us. As they watch us run our race, they are encouraging us to let us know that His grace took them through and that His grace is sufficient to take us through. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting Him, He endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now He is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Hebrews 12:2. I hope you enjoyed meeting and hearing from some of my DNA cousins. I would love to see your comments and for you to share your favorite one or who your favorite person is in the comment section. Please remember to thumbs this up if it helped you in some way and encouraged you. Grace and peace to you, my friend. See you soon.